Chapter 4. Drought. After the great rain of 1939, the rainfall declined noticeably in each successive year. In 1940, the slight fall was of no consequence because our major worry was that the accumulation of growth on the land would produce serious bushfires. These did occur on land quite close to us, but my father's foresight in getting cattle to eat down the high grass preserved Kurain from that danger. In 1941, the only rain of the year was a damp, cold rain with high wind, which came during the lambing season in May and June, and carried off many ewes and their newborn lambs. After that, there were no significant rainfalls for 5 years. The unfolding of a drought of these dimensions has a slow and inexorable quality. The weather perpetually holds out hope. Storm clouds gather. Thunder rolls by. But nothing happens. Each year as the season for rain approaches, people begin to look hopefully up at the sky. It mocks them with a few showers, barely enough to lay the dust. That is all. It takes a long time for a carefully managed grazing property to decline. But 3 years without rain will do it. Once the disaster begins, it unfolds swiftly. So it was with us. My parents, buoyed up by the good year of 1939, the results of that good year returned in the 1940 wool sales, the new water supply, and the new wool shed, remained hopeful for a long time. By 1942, it was apparent that the drought could be serious, and their levels of anxiety began to climb. I was conscious of those anxieties in a variety of ways. That year, 1942, my eighth, was my first one of the correspondence school. There was no governess, nor was there any pretense that I would keep a daily school schedule. On Friday afternoons, from 2 p.m. until I finished, usually around 4:30 p.m., I did my week's school. My mother made it a pleasant occasion for me by saying, "Today you don't have to work out of doors. You can sit in the shade, or if it was winter in the sun, on the veranda, have your own pot of tea, and do your..."